So good to be with you again. Wondering how you are, how the practice is settling in for you. It can take a while, as you well know. So before I take us into the theme, I'd like to explore a little bit, mostly through guided meditation. Just, I might call it housekeeping, not sure. Just with these sessions, the one after this one, a Q&A or Q and response, we're sharing reflections on Zoom. So hope to see you there. And then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Bhante's talk will be available for you. So I won't be here at that point, so hope you can tap into his talk and at that time, or at a time, you know, feel suitable for you, since it will be a pre-recorded talk. I'm really, really glad that it's coming through, so he can be more, you know, with us, with you. So right now I'd like to again highlight mindfulness of the body, and just again for some of us, perhaps sometime in our practice, it's very, very helpful to really develop and explore, and for all of us to some degree, you know, this part of our training in awareness and opening more fully to our experience, and the sense of the many, many benefits of mindfulness of the body. And I want to share just one short teaching from the Buddha on this. He said, if one thing is developed and cultivated, the body is calmed, discursive thoughts are quietened, and all wholesome states that partake of supreme knowledge reach fullness of development. What is that one thing? It is mindfulness directed to the body. So many, many benefits, and also a sense of the importance of it for us in for many reasons of connecting with the earth and feeling our earthliness and our sense of the body, you know, the elemental quality of the body, and the way that mindfulness of the body can help us to feel the connection with, the support of, and the care for the earth and the planet, all that sense of the larger life that we are part of, for support and for care. So I was reading recently an article by Stephen Batchelor, and he was commending the sense of our meditation practice strengthening our capacity, and then quoting him, to think in a more contemplative way, which means to slow down and recover our rootedness on earth, which allows us to ponder and question what kind of beings we are and how best to live in this world. So again, as the Buddha saying, called the quietening of discursive thought, and then this reflective space or this reflective capacity that becomes more available, where we can discern, we can think clearly about what needs to be thought about. So really encouragement, again, as I was mentioning yesterday, the sense of body on the earth and the sense of the benefit that really makes this a process and a practice worth really developing, exploring, and not so easy, because often when we come, when we bring awareness to the body, we find, yeah, there's difficulty, tensions, you know, that, you know, holding, grasping, residues of, yeah, of all of that. So just a lot of patience, a lot of kindness, and a sense of faith, or like this is remembering the benefits to help encourage us. Yeah. Another quote from the Buddha: when mindfulness fills the body, Mara cannot find a foothold. Very interesting. Just, I don't know if you have a sense of this, that when we're really fully present in the body, when awareness is immersed in the body, or the body is suffused, filled with awareness, it's much harder to be caught up in, you know, reactions and impulses. It's like there's this steadiness and this steadied, grounded space, again, to see clearly. And that, I don't know, yeah, that sense that when we're not quite, we're all sort of more like living in some bits of our body and not others, we've got much less resource, less groundedness, less spaciousness for the inevitable mistakes that we make and things that are going wrong and not comfortable. It's like, you know, we have that strength again. So that sense of mindfulness of body really strengthening, like the strengthening the heart mind, because they're not separate. And then as the mind affects the body, and the body affects the mind and heart. So by deepening, strengthening awareness in and through the body, we're really supporting the mind. And again, the mind in its care, in its interest, in its careful attention is supporting the body. So there's this, can be this sense of that kind of relationship where, again, the mind can help the body to ease, and the groundedness and stillness or relative stillness of the body can help the mind as well. So we have this beginning of the samadhi process, of the coming together, the harmonizing, unifying of the mind and the body, the citta, the heart, the mind, the body coming together. And that's, yeah, you probably know when that is being experienced, it's like a certain kind of very, like a strength, not a hard strength, but a kind of very open, firm, flexible, open, clear, aware kind of strength. So I'd like to begin actually by sharing some movement. I did warn you about this yesterday, so suggested it might happen. Please feel free to not join in, like really feel free. If it just feels more helpful and appropriate for you right now, just to abide in the stillness of the sitting or the standing or the lying down posture, whatever you're in, please, you know, don't feel like you have to mess with that. And again, you can review these recordings. So if you want to, I just came up with a seated version of a standing sequence that I sometimes teach. And again, for some of us, I think at the beginning of a sitting or the beginning of a walking, this can be really helpful. I think sometimes on retreat, we can get this sort of, I don't know what it's like, a slightly half conscious sense of getting a bit solid and stiff and like I've got to not, you know, move. And so just kind of really bringing that in very intentionally can really help again with this overall sense of creating, if you like, a kind of nest of all these strands and fibers and big twigs and little twigs and soft material and bits of fluff that the mind can rest in. Right, so moving the body. So just a very simple rocking the body. So feeling the sit bones. Again, it can be a very small movement or bigger as you wish, but kind of feeling the sit bones and then forward and back. So you can move in a circle if you want around. Just feeling the sit bones and almost like feeling you're moving around your axis, your sort of center kind of thread. Just kind of swaying. We might channel the willow. It was around yesterday, the willow tree in the breeze. Moving the body and, yeah, feeling that sense of the sit bones. And then this kind of, there's somewhere in the middle of all of that, there's a kind of central axis. Again, you don't have to be fixed or solid about it, but just, yeah, there is a balancing place somewhere in there. So again, just to play with that a little bit, if you wish. And then also just a slight, you know, lift your hands up a little bit, or just a very slight kind of, what am I doing? Twisting the spine a little bit to each side. And just, again, a little or further. So we're kind of slightly different, isn't it? We're almost like moving around our axis slightly. Just, yeah, and letting the breath do whatever it wants to do. And then just a little bit of stretching. So maybe stretching the side, so the side of the body. And again, like, can be really a little bit. Doesn't have to be a lot. But you could go, depending on your body and your, what feels good, and you can just go a bit further, let the head go, and just be gentle, be careful with your body, and coming back and then doing the other side, and being gentle and aware of any injury or condition that might make this not so good. Yeah, so just a little bit of very gentle stretching to the sides and maybe to the back. So you're kind of stretching the top of the torso a little bit back and then a bit forward and letting the head come down a bit, stretching. So you can just play around with that. And again, any speed, or maybe one side you think, oh yeah, that feels good, that needs a bit of stretching out, stay a bit longer with that. Yeah, feeling the body, feeling the body, how it feels. And as you're watching me, really staying very close to the sensations in the body. And then if you want to also that twist of the spine, you can stretch a bit further if you want, you know, seeing how far you want to go with the head and stretching in that way. Just again, not pushing or forcing anything, being very gentle. And just seeing if that feels like a good stretch. Softening the belly, feeling your feet on the floor, your legs on the floor. And then just a gentle shoulder roll, maybe again, taking care with your body, letting the breathing do whatever it wants to do. Just kind of a big generous shoulder roll, just letting the top part of the body join in if it wants to, and doing both directions, big shoulder circles, that. Oh, I can feel it cracking and crunching. Quite a tension area for a lot of us, isn't it? And then maybe a little bit of time with the neck. So just sort of letting the shoulders be still. And again, a very gentle, need to be especially gentle with our neck, stretching. And then just some head, neck rolls. Again, just being careful and gentle, but in whatever way feels okay for your neck. Just giving it a bit of a stretch. And then the last piece of this short movement sequence is just to, again, be careful with your arms. I'm going to ask you to raise your arms, but you don't want to bash whatever's next to you. So if there's a person or a plant or something, then just be careful. So we're just going to raise our arms up, again, whatever way you want, if you want, and just stretch up. Stretching the arms up, and if you want to, breathing in while you're doing that, and then bringing them down again. It could be like this, or however you want to bring your arms down, in a sense of relaxing down. Maybe breathing out, so you can play a bit with breathing in as you're stretching up, and looking up if you want to, stretching a little bit, and then kind of relaxing down, breathing out, or just let the breathing do whatever it wants, and relaxing down. So maybe just one or two more times in your own way, in your own time, if you wish. All times, feel free just to sit still and feel the body, and just feel whatever feels good. And then when you're ready, just coming back into stillness, finding again, just gradually, gently, sense of your sitting posture, or if you're lying down or standing, just settling back into this, some sense of resting, grounding, beginning to come back into stillness. And again, don't feel like you have to just suddenly be still. If you want to keep moving a little bit around your axis, around your center, feeling your sit bones, feeling your feet or legs on the floor, yeah, feel free. And then just gradually beginning to allow the body to settle and come into stillness, relative stillness, more like a sense of allowed to rest, allowed to pause, and feeling that fluidity. There's not a sort of, doesn't need to be a straight hard line between movement and stillness. It's like a kind of, more like a continuum, more or less, and just beginning to drink in, or be open to drinking in, the pleasure of both moving and also stillness. Both ways of developing mindfulness of the body. Mindfulness based on the body. Awareness growing, strengthening through a careful, kind, receptive attentiveness to the life of this body, to the direct, immediate sense of what we can directly feel of the body. Maybe beginning to let go of some of our ideas or images of shoulder or head or other parts of the body, And really opening and tuning more to what is the direct experience, the felt sense of embodiment, how embodiment is being perceived by the mind. What is the mind showing us and bringing to awareness about body, embodiment, sensations? So again, a sense of receptivity, interest. Maybe we could approach this as if we've never before met our body. And we're like kind of, like meeting someone for the first time, that kind of sort of interest and, gosh, I wonder who this is. Picking up the signs and the signals. Maybe there's a lot of a sense of don't know, mystery, or not much there, or, you know, really tight bits and then lots of blank space. Again, really emphasizing this sense of receptive interest. And just waiting and seeing what emerges, seeing what presents itself. Maybe we feel tingling or pulsing or tightness or kind of vibrational qualities. Maybe we feel warmth or coolness. Maybe we feel kind of sense of weight or a heaviness or solidity in certain areas of the body, or again, you know, so maybe some areas where it feels quite spacious or not much emerging. Yeah. Or being perceived, or it's very subtle. Can you feel your feet? How do you know you have feet without either moving them or creating a picture of them? But just through feeling, directly sensing the area of the feet. Just again, not making anything happen, just hanging out in the area of the feet and the toes, and seeing, waiting patiently, seeing, I wonder what might emerge if I just hang out in that area with interest. Not demanding anything to happen or not happen. Just allow the sense or the might be subtle vibrational qualities or very distinct sensations. Maybe patches of pressure. Just feeling into that, or just, receptive to that. And then a sense of allowing awareness to sort of spread up through the legs, like kind of a mist. And just widening a sense of that whole area of the legs and the feet and the toes, if it was in a kind of bubble of awareness, kind, interested receptivity. The whole of the area of the legs and the feet and the toes. And just seeing what might be perceived, felt directly. Maybe subtly pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Again, just using this as an opportunity to simply be aware. And we're highlighting a full grounding sense of the body. Direct, immediate, the area of the legs and the feet and the toes. We're not having to reject or push away any other aspect of experience. Just letting it all float and happen a little bit in the background. We're just tuning our interest and our receptivity just for a while to highlight the area of the legs and the feet and the toes. Not having to push for any particular object clarity or specificity, but more opening to the changing textures and pulses and vibrational qualities of the body, its aliveness. It's gradually opening to that. And allowing the movement, the interest to open now to the whole area of the torso of the body. I have a sense of the front and the back and the sides and the bottom, maybe where we get again the pressure of the sit bones. May feel patches of pressure there, stronger sensation, and all the way around. So just again, having a sense of receptive, kind awareness, just in that area of the body. Seeing if we can simply notice in a very simple, steady way, whatever sensations there might be, in any part, in any area of that larger area of the torso. Sensing their changing or vibrational nature. Letting go of any fixed image or idea about any experience. And really tuning, deepening our interest in what is really happening. It might be a question like, What is this? Just what? Question mark. Receptive, friendly, interest. Whatever is perceived in the whole area of the torso. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And following along if you wish, just opening now into the area of the arms and the hands and the fingers. So again, just gently tuning our interest or attentiveness to the area of the arms, hands and fingers, and seeing just what might emerge into the field of our experience in that area of embodiment. Not having to make anything other than it is. Just gradually cultivating a kind, steady interest into the experience of the body, moment to moment as it changes and shifts. And then coming up into the area of the shoulders, the neck and the throat, and the head area. And just sensing a kind of a bubble of receptive awareness in the area, the shoulders, the neck, the throat, and the head. Again, just seeing what we can notice. Sensation or the presence of any subtle or more obvious experience. Noticing if images of parts of that area arise. It's fine just noticing that, letting them go and tuning again more that interest to close, coming close to being receptive to what is actually happening right now in the area of the shoulders, head and neck and throat. What is actually can most directly, intimately be sensed or perceived. And then following along, if you wish, some sense of opening up to the whole of the body, whole of embodiment, the whole space of embodied experience. Maybe springing in the different areas, just a sense of opening and widening the whole space of the body, whole space of awareness surrounding and infusing the body, sensitive, listening, knowing, very steady, non-demanding. Whole body, whenever we experience being received in this kind, receptive awareness that surrounds and suffuses the whole body, and sense it suffusing and melting through the body, maybe areas that feel still a bit absent or numb, or it's fine, just again, patiently. We can do this exercise and allow more and more of the body to be filled and touched and healed and soothed and unified. Mind and the body harmonizing through this deep, kind mindfulness of the body. Taking care of that process. Patient. And knowing that as this session comes to an end, you can continue. If you wish, just sitting quietly. I'm going to leave some space and then just ring the bell. So you can continue doing this practice. Or practicing in whatever way you see fit. and taking care of the process because of the benefits it brings, because of the healing and liberating potential that's here for us. Thank you.